It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. This is 30 minutes of nonstop talk for you, brought to you by our friends at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, where we're going to be live on Friday. This coming Friday, October the 11th. Join us for it 3 to 7 p.m. You can just come. You don't need to make a reservation. The show is free. Join us. We'd love to see you there, and we'll have a great time together. Okay? So please come out and do that. And yeah, it's going to be great. All right. And Butler, PA, Donald Trump talked about, he only mentions poll numbers when they're good. But this Rasmussen poll coincides with what Kornacki was talking about earlier with regards to polls, which is that this, he's just crushing it with Latino voters, Hispanic voters, whatever the politically correct nomenclature is. I don't know. But he's crushing it with that demographic. Why is that? I tell you exactly why it is, because they don't want the open borders. They don't want the crime. They're worried about illegal immigrants taking their jobs. Yeah, all the things. But there's another aspect, too, which is a lot of these voters happen to be more religious voters, and they don't like how the left has gone coco loco on all the crazy stuff with the kids and transgender and, you know, dudes on women's sports teams and everything else. Cut five.
If I mention poll numbers, because I only mention them when they're good. I never mention it. But one that's hit me really amazingly, Rasmussen, very highly respected poll. JD, it just came out. I don't think you heard this one, but this is a shocker. You know, they always say the Democrats will win the Hispanic vote, but we've been creeping up rather rapidly. And Rasmussen is one of the most respected polls. I mean, Republicans would get 4, 5, 6, 9, 10%. They just came out with a poll, 62% for Trump. Think of that. Think of that. And 34% for Kamala. If I mention poll numbers.
Yeah.
Because I only mentioned them.
For Kamala. He also reacted to, let's cube cut 22, her plan to give $25,000 in taxpayer cash to homeowners. You know, in everything in economics, there's always what's known as an unintended consequence. with something? Well, nobody has mentioned this fact before, other than the fact that I think it's just insane to just give people money to be a first-time home buyer. But there's a consequence of that. It's the same thing when you give people free money for college. What happens? College tuition goes up. What's going to happen if you start giving people $25,000 to buy a house? Well, people are going to know that buyers are coming to the table with an extra $25,000, or sellers, I should say, they're going to raise the price of homes. This is one of the basic laws of basic economics. And Trump's right to point that out, and I'm glad he did, because it's not something that people talk about very often. Cut 22.
Well, she also wants to give $25,000 to new home builders. That'll just drive up the price of houses.
That's
and then she
drive
says,
the prices up. Yeah, your price is going to be $100,000 more now. No, no. Everything they want to do is wrong. First of all, you have to let the private sector do it. You just have to let them. She wants to go into government housing. She wants to go into government feeding. She wants to feed people. She wants to feed people governmentally. She wants to go into a Communist Party type system. When you look at the things that she proposes, they're so far off, she has no clue. How about allowing people to come through an open border, 13,000 of which were murderers, many of them murdered far more than one person, and they're now happily living in the United States. You know, now a murderer, I believe this, it's in their genes. And we got a lot of bad genes in our country right now. They left. They had 425,000 people come into our country that shouldn't be here, that are criminals. And you know, one of the worst stats, 325,000 young children are missing.
Here's the thing. A lot of this, you got to realize something. A lot of this that is occurring with crime is affecting people who are poor. Remember what we said earlier about how it's the elite white liberals? I don't even like using the term liberals, because liberals, classical liberal, I don't like to use it, but the elite white lefties, all right? They don't have to worry about this stuff as much as Latino voters and black voters do and other people when it comes to crime, because they're not living in those neighborhoods. They're living behind walls, gates, fences. They have fancy alarm systems. And many of them, believe it or not, and I know this sounds crazy, many of them also have garages where they park their cars. So they don't have to worry about getting their cars jacked either, at least not on the driveway. That's been a big thing. I don't know, you know, in suburban New Jersey, and this is a real problem. You got these nice neighborhoods where they're close to 295 and the Jersey Turnpike, and people are stealing cars. And they're so bold, they'll break into the house and they'll get the keys and steal the car. They don't care, but for the most part, where the crime is occurring in terms of the effects of everyday increases in lives, it's going to be in poor neighborhoods where you have people who are dealing with this on a day-to-day basis by the very same party that said defund the police and get rid of the protections that they have against criminals. You see what I mean? The Democrat Party is so freaking nuts. It's crazy town. You remember when I told you and I played you that clip last week of Van Jones, and he said we were kind of all in a pogo stick of crazy back in 2019, and I said, Van, stop it. You never got off the pogo stick of crazy, buddy. You guys have been on, he's not my buddy, but you guys have been on the pogo stick of crazy the entire time. This party has been a pogo stick of crazy. And that's why it was interesting. I was asked this question earlier today on Guy Benson's show about the effect of the lesser Casey, Bob Casey Jr., Punxsutawney Bob, versus Casey. You know, his father, who was governor, who was a man who was revered in the Democrat Party, except if you were anybody who supported pro-life, because they wouldn't let him speak. You know, and then there's a famous case, of course, where he denied money to Planned Parenthood, Casey v. Planned Parenthood, which almost overturned Roe v. Wade. But the Democrat Party, from that Casey to this Casey, it's not the same party anymore. It's completely, completely destroyed itself by embracing the crazy. I told you, if you let crazy in, then other people are going to move out. And a big part of that are the Latino voters and the black voters. Let me go back to that Macy's clip with the black Santa. Can you just pick it up from where he starts saying they done made Santa black, they've done made Santa gay? Can you just go back to that part, Matt DeSantis, right there? So the setup is this black voter, he's in Macy's right in Philadelphia, and he sees they have white Santa, and white Santa is, there's nothing on him, you know, just wearing white, and black Santa, he's, they done made him gay. All right? Look, this is what I mean. A party that tries to be so inclusive with the flag of everything and put all under the... And inevitably, you're going to wind up turning people off by that kind of nonsense. But I guarantee you, at some point, the Democrats thought this was their answer to everything. We'll just let crazy in. And then crazy took the microphone away and shut down everybody else's voice. So then what happened? People left. Would you stay in a house that let in crazy people? When your crazy in-laws come to visit, you want to leave and go to a hotel, don't you? Imagine if they moved in. If they moved in with you, you'd want to get the hell out of there. Of course. Nobody wants to be in the same house as crazy. All right, pick it up right from where that guy was, please. Thank you.
Then I see black Santa. I'm like, oh, we got black Santa. Man, look, they done made Santa gay. A gay black Santa. Look at his outfit. That gay as hell, dog. If this ain't gay, I don't. He got pink presents. He got a glitter pink robe on. Like, look at white Santa. White Santa, nice and traditional. He got the platinum on. You know, he iced out. Look at him. He's shining. Look at cuz. Looking like Liberace over here. Crazy. Black Santa. This how they do us. I'm telling y'all, they pushing this. This what they want us to be as a society. This look like Diddy with a mask on, with a beard. Come on, gang. They know what they doing. Santa? Gay Santa. Black gay Santa, huh? It's crazy. It's outrageous. Oh, man. It's another one? Hold on, hold on. It's another one, gang. Zesty Santa. Real zesty with it. Why the black Santa gotta be like this? That's it. Why it gotta be like this? Look at cuz, with his silver boots on. Y'all out of pocket, Macy's. Macy's out of pocket, I just want to let them know.
Man, listen, man. It's the same reaction that a guy walks in and goes, why is there a pride onesie? Why is there a tucking bathing suit at Target? It's the same thing. It's the cultural takeover by the kook bags, the crazy people, that has driven a lot of voters, blacks and Latinos, out of the Democrat coalition. And they don't, there's not enough crazy white people, white lefties out there to compensate for that. There just isn't. It's simple math. If you don't have enough crazy, wacko, lefty, white people to compensate for the black and Latino voters that you've lost and the working class voters that you've lost, the Jewish voters that you've lost, what the hell are you going to do? So this is their problem. This is their problem right now, is a party that has lost its way. And yet we are told that Kamala Harris is somehow going to pull off a win against Donald Trump. Where are those votes coming from? Where are you going to get those votes? The analysis that I went over with you the other day in Philadelphia, working class neighborhoods, working class people, particularly Latino voters, black voters, leaving the Democrat Party and going to vote for Trump. You have what's left now, a little enclave in Center City of a bunch of white lefties, college educated white lefties who all shop at that Macy's and probably buy the black gay Santa, to quote that guy, and put it proudly displayed in their home because they think it's some sort of a sign of progress or some nonsense like that. There's not enough of them to make up for all the people you've lost. I'm telling you, man, this is politics is simple math. It's addition and subtraction. You cannot drive out these various coalitions and think you're going to make it up by screaming January the 6th and abortion over and over again. It's not going to be enough for you. All right, as we continue here on the show, we got 30 minutes of nonstop talk. Thanks to our friends at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. I want to let you know that we'll be there live on Friday, so please come out and join us for that. I also want to let you know today is the day that my friend, my dear friend, Dr. Victoria Coates, her book is out today, The Battle to Save the Jewish State, Winning the War Against Israel and America, is available for pre-order today on Amazon.com. And here to talk about this with me, because it is a very, very important day, is a great friend of the show, Jeff Bartos, former Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania and co-founder of PA 30 Day Fund. And his latest article, Fighting Anti-Semitism and Supporting Israel in the Year Since October 7th, is up at broadandliberty.com. Follow him on X at Jeff_Bartos. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Good afternoon, my friend. Great to hear your voice. Thank you so much for having me. I was almost going to put you on hold and go pre-order Victoria's book because, as you might recall, she's my high school classmate and very dear friend. And thank you for giving her that recognition. She's very due. She's amazing. And as soon as I hang up with you, I'm going to go pre-order it.
All right, that's good. Good. Definitely do that. Please do. We want to start her off strong today. So excellent work. Jeff, this is a very important day. A year ago today, Israel suffered the worst attack in a very, very long time in that country. Brutal terrorists. I was reading some of the stories of people saying goodbye to their loved ones when they knew that Hamas was going door to door and executing people. The gravity of this day is, I mean, people have compared it to 9/11 for Israel. And I really would like you to put it in perspective for us so people can understand it.
Yeah, so thank you so much for having me. It's a very solemn day, as you and I have discussed. We try to visit Israel every year. I did go in June. I visited the Gaza envelope. We saw some of our friends who live in the kibbutzim, very close to, within half a mile of the border. Still seeing the signs of destruction, the destroyed lives, this destroyed livestock, and of course the lives that have been ripped apart and the 101 hostages who still are in Gaza, including eight Americans, we believe four of whom are still alive and who Joe Biden and Kamala Harris never mentioned by name. But to put it in perspective, 1,200 civilians being murdered on one day, on October 7th of 2023, for a country of 9 million is something on the order of something like 60 or 70,000 Americans being murdered in one day and thousands and thousands of Americans being taken hostage. And so it's inconceivable to us, whether it's 9/11 or Pearl Harbor or other days that live in infamy in American history. It's simply inconceivable. And I would add to it, as my Israeli friends like to say, Israel's one big family, 9 million people. Everybody knows everyone. Everyone is one degree of separation away at most. So it's a lot of heavy hearts still in Israel. But I would also say, Rich, if I can say something positive looking forward, the last couple of weeks, Prime Minister Netanyahu and the brave women and men of the IDF are showing the world how to fight wars again and how to win wars again. And it's something that our leaders, not our incredible women and men in uniform, but our leaders, whether they're in Washington, Barack Obama and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and John Kerry, or whether they're in Brussels or whether they're in the UK or France, they know surrender and they know appeasement. And Prime Minister Netanyahu and the brave women and men of the IDF are showing the West how to win wars again.
What do you make of the fact that in the preview clip of Kamala Harris's 60 Minutes interview tonight, Jeff, and I don't know if you've heard this or not, but she danced around the question of whether or not Netanyahu is an ally. I want to play that for you and get your reaction to this, because I think there's a lot of implications here for this. And this will air tonight on 60 Minutes, but here she is trying to dance around this question here. Cut 21.
We have a real close ally in Prime Minister Netanyahu.
I think, with all due respect, the better question is, do we have an important alliance between the American people and the Israeli people? And the answer to that question is yes.
What do you make about her trying to avoid saying that Netanyahu is an ally?
The Harris-Walz team may be they're the walking, living, breathing embodiment of the term imposter syndrome, right? They are the two people, I can't recall anybody in public life in our lifetimes, Rich, who are more uncomfortable in their own skins, or I say less comfortable with who they are and what they believe. And you see that in her answers. She's a coward. She's weak. She's ineffective. She's embraced appeasement. But I mean, take all that aside. I'm a Zionist. I love Israel. I'm a proud American. I mean, put all that aside. 241 Marines were murdered by Hezbollah 41 years ago. And for 41 years, the United States leadership of our country could not get these terrorists. And who brought them to justice? Israel. Prime Minister Netanyahu and the brave women and men of the IDF brought them to justice. And Harris, Vice President Harris, the Vice President of the United States can't say thank you on behalf of the American people to Prime Minister Netanyahu, our ally, the leader of our ally, of our democratically elected government of our ally. Thank you. The French President Macron, also an appeaser, also weak, couldn't thank the Israelis for bringing to justice the leaders of Hezbollah. There's so many reasons why Donald Trump's going to win Pennsylvania, why Dave McCormick's going to win Pennsylvania. But I would say veterans issues. Our veterans get that our leaders, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, they can't say the names of the 13 service members who were murdered at Abbey Gate. They can't say thank you to our ally for taking the leaders of Hezbollah and bringing them to justice 41 years later. It's I actually don't have the vocabulary to describe it other than it's absolutely shameful.
And Jeff Bartos, I think there's something else, too, which is that it's an acknowledgement that they know they've got a problem in Michigan. I mean, I read this piece today from Michael Moore, who accuses Netanyahu of being a genocidal maniac, and that the problem is that the Democrats don't want to back Joe Biden because he's been too pro-Israel, and that Kamala Harris is making up grounds with these Muslim voters in Michigan, but it's still not enough, and she needs to come out more firmly and denounce Netanyahu and denounce Israel. And I kept thinking to myself, this is a campaign that's trying to play both sides here. You know, this is an administration that's trying to play both sides. And the problem with that, of course, is, you know, you do that, you get hit in the middle, right? We always say that if you dance in the middle of the road, you can get hit by both sides of traffic. And it's a bad place for them to be. It really is. But it's a problem because they've allowed that base to become such a prominent part of their party. And as a result of that, I have to ask the question, for moderate Jews and for other people that have been voting Democrat over the years, how do they still vote for a party that is so openly accommodating to groups like that?
You raised a point before that is terrific, which is that people like to focus, whether Jewish voters or other voters, I think you called them the lefties in Center City, which I chuckled about because you're absolutely right. If climate change and abortion and other issues, and Jewish voters are, you know, generally speaking, have focused in the past on those issues. What I'm seeing, and I think most importantly from my wife and a lot of her friends who voted, may have voted for Joe Biden, may have voted for Hillary Clinton. You know, I'm not saying how my wife voted, but I know how her friends voted. They're all voting for Trump this year. And you ask them why, and it's an existential issue. The attack on Israel, the attack on Jewish people, the anti-Semitism that we've seen all over the world and on our campuses and in our cities. I saw it today, even in Center City, as I was driving out from a McCormick Rubio event. They get it. And I think we're going to see, I mean, look, you and I will bet a dinner and one of us is going to buy. I'll buy, whether I win the bet or lose the bet. But I believe that I'm buying dinner. But I believe President, or we'll go to Jaime's. How's that?
Said like nine things there. Why don't we just split it? How about that? How about we just go Dutch?
Okay, we'll split it.
All right,
we'll split it.
Fair enough.
But I think, the Jewish vote, which is historically
Bartos knows
been...
I don't have my wallet with me ever, so he knows he has to buy. You know you got to buy regardless, because I'm always like, oh, Jeff, I left it in the car. Shoot, this is awkward.
Apple Pay. I think what we're going to see in Pennsylvania, when the stories are written on November 6th or 7th, maybe even on the night of the 5th, if it's a big enough win for President Trump, that the Jewish vote went from something like 28% to 40%, maybe a little more than 40%. That's 35,000 votes that swing for Donald Trump, for Senator Vance, for Dave McCormick and our Republican ticket. And I think that, along with the other voters that you're talking about, black men, Hispanic voters, we're going to see a total remaking of the coalition. And Kamala Harris is going to scratch her head. And if she's capable of doing deep thinking, which we don't know if she is, she's going to look back and say, if I just taken a position that I believed in and stuck to it, people would have respected me more. But the bottom line is she doesn't believe in anything.
No.
She's vapid. She's empty. And people see through it. Pennsylvanians are smart. I've run statewide twice. The voters get it. And they're going to punish weakness and insincerity. And Kamala Harris has that, you know, across the board. She's a, she has a PhD in insincerity.
What do you make of the registration gains made by Republicans and also the lack of mail-in ballot requests by Democrats? So those numbers are down versus 2020. Do you think they have an enthusiasm problem in addition to the splitting of the coalitions? Do you think they have an enthusiasm problem with their candidate?
I think they do. Yes, I think they do. And I think they do across the board. You know, Senator Casey's played out. He's been 18 years. He's weak. He's ineffective. I said this on TV over the weekend that what a waste of a Senate seat. That he, you can't point to a single accomplishment in 18 years in the U.S. Senate for Senator Casey.
Like, literally, like,
you know,
literally
Garrity,
nothing.
Way more.
There's nothing you can point to that you can say is Casey's mark. Nothing. It's amazing.
Nothing. Yeah, it's a, remember they said Seinfeld's a show about nothing? I mean, the Casey 18 years in the Senate is the Seinfeld of U.S. Senate terms, right? Like, it's a show. He's a show about nothing. Stacey Garrity so outclasses her Democrat opponent. Her Democrat opponent, who's campaigned against Josh Shapiro and wants to divest from Israel. And then you kind of go, our sitting Auditor General, Tim DeFore, Dave Sunday in the AG's race. We just have much better candidates up and down the ballot. And, Rich, I'll come back on any time to talk about it. We have three Republican challengers across the Commonwealth that I think are going to flip Democrat-held House seats, which gives us a more robust and broader majority in the House, which now, speaking again here on October 7th and what we've seen over the last year, the only reason that the world had the opportunity to bear witness to the moral rot in higher education over the last 12 months is because the Republican-led House of Representatives held 10 hearings. We all remember Elise Stefanik taking apart those three college presidents, but the Virginia Fox and Jim Jordan and Jason Smith in Ways and Means, three House committees led by great Republican chairs have made a point of exposing the moral rot in education, the Iranian funding of that moral rot, and everything that comes from it. One hearing in the Senate that turned into a total circus and was not focused on anti-Semitism. The Democrat-led Senate will not hold those hearings because their base has a major, major Jew-hating problem. And so this election is going to be a real change election. And I, again, speak as someone who passionately advocates for these issues. We owe such a debt of gratitude to the Republican-led House, and we owe the American people a Republican-led Senate along with a strong return of President Trump in the White House.
Well said, my friend. Jeff Bartos, follow him on X at Jeff_Bartos and check out his latest piece at broadandliberty.com, Fighting Anti-Semitism and Supporting Israel in the Year Since October 7th. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you so much.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Cioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
All right, coming up next, the chairman of the RNC, Michael Whatley, so stay tuned.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Got a great guest for you. Welcoming back to the show. He's becoming a regular. I'm going to say he's one of my favorite cast members. He's the chairman of the Republican National Committee, Chairman Michael Whatley. Welcome back, Mr. Chairman. How are you today?
I am doing great. You know, talk about a great weekend in Pennsylvania. Amazing event up in Butler. And we're seeing great statistics in terms of voter registration from the state and great polling numbers coming out of the state. And it really is a great time to be a Republican in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I mean, those registration numbers that came out today are huge for us. This is great. I mean, closing that gap with the major voter registration gap the Democrats had, that's a big deal.
Yeah, it really is. You know, and when we're doing it at a 2-to-1 clip the way that we are right now, it really shows you a couple things. I think, first off, people are continuing to walk away from the Democratic Party. I think people are fed up looking at the policies that Kamala Harris is pushing and doubling down on, and the fact that they can't trust her, in terms of the economy, in terms of the southern border or our standing in the world. But also that people are coming to Donald Trump. You know, it's one thing if people leave the Democratic Party. It's another thing if they come over to the Republican Party. So we're excited that gap continues to close. And if you look at the polling that we're seeing right now, we are in much better shape than we were in 2020 or even 2016.
Yeah, I agree. It just has a feeling of momentum, no doubt about that. I mean, Butler, the rally Saturday, 100,000 plus people, and the enthusiasm factor, and you could tell just from the president's own sense of body language, and he's feeling it too. I mean, I can get that sense. He's feeling the momentum.
He really is, and we're on offense right now. Kamala Harris is playing defense on the issues. She's playing defense in terms of her inability to go and talk to reporters and give straight answers on any of the issues that she's asked about. You know, Donald Trump is playing offense. You know, we're doing events in places like Philadelphia and Detroit and New York, where Republicans have never done events before. We're showing that a consistent leads in every single battleground state. We're expanding our map and playing in places like Virginia, New Hampshire, and Minnesota. So I really do think right now we feel that we're in a place to win this thing. Obviously, there's a ton of work to do over the next 29 days. But I promise you this, there is nobody who's going to outwork Donald J. Trump when it comes to making sure we get over the line here.
I agree. And let's think about a couple of things. Today's October 7th, obviously. It's a one-year anniversary of the brutal terrorist attack against Israel. Kamala Harris is still trying to appease this anti-Israel, pro-Hamas wing of the Democrat Party. I mean, it's absolutely shameful based on that clip they released from 60 Minutes tonight.
Yeah, it really is. You know, and the fact is, as a country, we need to stand with Israel. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And I think that, you know, that is a prime example of the fact that when America is weak, the world is a far more dangerous place. You know, it's not just Russia invading Ukraine. It's not just China saber rattling, you know, with Taiwan and the South Pacific. But it really comes down to what's happening in the Middle East right now. I mean, we saw the brutal attack on October 7th, one that just cannot ever have another example of anything like that. We still have hundreds of hostages that are being held by Hamas, Americans and Israelis. You know, that is just absolutely appalling that people want us to negotiate. They want us to talk. There is no negotiation until we get those hostages back. But now you actually have Iran shooting ballistic missiles into Israel. That never happened under any other president before. It's the first time that it's ever happened. And, you know, all of this is because America is weak. And Kamala Harris is going to ensure that we have four more years of continued weakness. And I really do think that the world is on the brink and we need a strong America.
Michael Whatley's with me. He's the chairman of the Republican National Committee. It's great to have him today. I appreciate him being on the show. I got asked a question today about the ground game, the organization game for the Get Out the Vote effort in Pennsylvania, which is obviously underway as we speak right now. And the question that I got was, do you think it's organized? Do you think it's in full effect? I think it is. I mean, I'm protectthevote.com and TrumpForce47.com. I've actually never seen it this organized before in terms of converting those registrations into votes. But give us some more details on that, because I think, you know, hearing it from you would be great.
Well, we're pretty excited. And as you mentioned, that both, you know, the two things that we at the RNC are really, truly focused on are getting out the vote and protecting the ballot. That, to me, is our mission right there. That's our mission statement. Donald Trump is going to set the message. Donald Trump is going to go out and communicate directly with the voters. But when it comes to mechanics and operations, get out the vote, protect the ballot. That's where we are going to do our job at the RNC. And we have set up the largest ever, first time ever national election integrity program. We've got over 200,000 volunteers, 15,000 of them in Pennsylvania alone, that are going through training and going to be deployed as poll workers and poll observers all across the state in every one of the counties. We're very excited about the grassroots efforts. What we're trying to do with our grassroots efforts is take our base voters, people who are going to go out, they're going to vote for Donald Trump, and we're asking them, do more than vote. Go get 10 people. Go talk to 10 people in your community, 10 people from your church, 10 people that are your friends and your family members and your colleagues and your coworkers, and get them to commit to voting. That's going to cut through the clutter of all the TV ads and all the texts and all of the emails that everybody is receiving over the course of the next 4 weeks, and go have a 5-minute conversation. When we get the low propensity voters out, and these are people who will vote for Donald Trump, but they haven't voted in 2 years or 4 years or 6 years, when those people turn out, that's when we're going to see this thing really working. So we're very excited about what we've got. We're very excited about the Trump Force captains that have signed up, tens of thousands of them all across the country, including in Pennsylvania. So we're in a position right now, like you said, we are organized, we are in the field right now, making phone calls and knocking on doors.
And Chairman, while I have you today, and then it's great news because the organization thing is really important to people. And you know, and we've talked about this before, you and I, but the working men and women, the coalition that I think that the former president and future president, knock on wood, is building here with the working people. And I mean, you see this with the internal polls by the Teamsters, the steam fitters, the firefighters union who refused to endorse last week, you know, even though they've always backed the Democrats, and then the support of the police unions. I mean, there is something happening here within the Republican Party. It's been a seismic shift. And that is that people that actually work for a living, a coalition of the Democrats once counted on, they're now solidly with Donald Trump. I think a lot of that is the war on energy. I think a lot of that has driven these people away from the Democrat Party because they've sided with the climate activists over their jobs, and that's there. But that support, I mean, it's something I don't think I've ever seen. I think it might be one of the biggest seismic political shifts in our lifetime.
It absolutely is. You know, we are the blue collar party. We are the party of the working men and women across the country. I think it's absolutely essential. You know, Donald Trump has said it in many different venues, you know, that we are the party of common sense. And he's going to fight for every family that's trying to work. I mean, and we're seeing people like Tulsi Gabbard and Elon Musk and Robert Kennedy Jr. who are coming across the aisle and joining into this fight because, you know, they understand that the Democratic Party that they grew up in is not the Democratic Party of today. I think, you know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has said it best. This is not my father's party. And when you look at the fundamentals of Pennsylvania, you can see that it is the most important state on this front. But it's also a complete bellwether. Right. I mean, you have energy. You have people that are working class. You have people that are middle class. You have, you know, minorities. You have urban. You have rural. You have suburban. I think everybody everywhere in Pennsylvania is affected, and it represents the entirety of the country, frankly.
Talk to me about the Latino voters, because those poll numbers are great. I mean, that's a coalition, again, the Democrats once took for granted. And I mean, Trump's winning with that base right now, it seems.
Yeah, we're seeing a seismic shift. Black voters, Hispanic voters, Asian American voters, you know, and when you talk about the Latino voters, it makes all the sense in the world. These are hardworking families. These are traditionally religious, conservative families. These are people who want to get to the end of the month and have a little bit left over. And, you know, when you talk about the inflation that Kamala Harris unleashed on this country with her two, you know, votes on $2.5 trillion worth of inflationary spending. President Obama's own economic advisors said this is going to send inflation through the roof. She cast the votes anyway. And now we have grocery prices are 25% higher. Gasoline prices are 50% higher. Housing costs are 25% higher unless you want to buy a house. And then it costs twice as much as it did 4 years ago. You know, this is affecting the Latino communities every bit as much as every other community, which is why we're seeing them leave the Democratic Party and come across to the Republicans.
And then black voters, too. I mean, the again, as part of this coalition, Trump's outperforming with black voters. You don't need to win the black vote, but, you know, the performance with that group of voters, I think it's for a lot of the same reasons you mentioned. But look, at the end of the day, whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you're, you know, purple, you want safe schools and you want your safe neighborhoods and you want to be able to afford groceries. I mean, it's really not that complicated, you know, when you think about it.
Yeah, Ronald Reagan summed it up best back in 1980, and I think it completely applies today. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? And it is very clear that the working men and women of Pennsylvania and all across the country, the answer is no. It truly is not. Your communities are not safer. America is not stronger on the world stage. Gasoline, groceries, you know, housing prices are all through the roof. And Pennsylvania is now a border state. You know, and so on every single metric that the voters care about, Donald Trump is leading on those polls, on those issue sets by double digits across the board. And that's why he's going to win all of these battleground states. That's why we're going to be able to expand our majority in the House, flip the Senate, and put Donald Trump back into the White House as our 47th president.
All right, last thing I want to ask you before I let you go is the ProtectTheVote.com operation. I mean, you're still looking for poll watchers. You still need people to get involved and sign up for that, right?
Yes, we do. We're very excited about where we are in Pennsylvania, but we need more. You know, it's a big state. We've got a lot of precincts, over 2,000 precincts across the state that we want to make sure that we're going to have covered. And look, I think everybody has a vested interest in making sure it's easy to vote and hard to cheat. That's what our program is about. Very excited about the support that we've been getting for it. Laura Trump and I, along with Pam Bondi and Matt Whitaker and others, have been touring the country relentlessly to try and build this program out. I would have never in 100 years guessed we were going to get a response this strong. I'm so proud of all the people who've stood up to join. But, yeah, we still need people. If you believe in having a fair, accurate, secure, and transparent election, and you're willing to help, please go to ProtectTheVote.com and sign up, and we'll put you to work.
I'm actually going to speak to a call tomorrow of some people who will be getting trained by our friend Linda Kern. So I'm excited to be on that call. I was on a call with Pam Bondi last week. So everybody's doing our part, which is great. Really important. Mr. Chairman, always a pleasure to have you on the show. You come back anytime. Chairman Michael Whatley, please keep up the great work. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, thank you, Rich. Hope you and your listeners have a great week.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
What is this now? Fauci's got a book out? Oh, my gosh. Oh, excuse me. Asanto Fauci, Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease doctor. You always have to say that by law. He's got a new memoir, and it can't disguise the damage caused by his COVID-19 policies. Jay Bhattacharya writing that for Reason Magazine, the November issue. I will get into that with you as well. I got some great audio for you as well. I got lots of things for you, including the latest from the Pennsylvania High Court. What is their ruling over the weekend regarding naked ballots and misdated ballots? And where does all that stand? And what does that mean? And yeah, I ain't buying this argument that humidity is causing these envelopes to stick together. I'm not buying it, all right? So if you get one of those mail-in ballots where the outer secrecy envelope is sealed together, it's sealed shut, I should say, I'm not buying this. It's a humidity thing. It's a fugazi. No way. But do not open it up. Do not tape it, and do not send it in, all right? It's very, very important. Listen, as we continue along the show here tonight, I want to say we are broadcasting live from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, even though I'm via remote at Fox News today. But still, nevertheless, they are our studio sponsor. And it means everything to me that they are our studio sponsor. And I want to mention, I don't broadcast from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios. Somebody sent me a letter there the other day. I don't actually broadcast from there. We broadcast from our studio or my home studio or Fox News or wherever we are. But they're the studio sponsor. So they stepped up the ultimate sponsorship. Said, I want the studio naming rights. And that matters. It really does. In this day and age of cancel culture, it matters a lot to me. And Judith Krupnik, my dear friend, is going to make sure that you have the absolute best price on that Volvo. Aggressive pricing and incentives for you and your family, no matter what you're looking for in a Volvo. Whether it is you want a previously enjoyed Volvo, a new Volvo, a lease, you want an SUV, you want the beautiful S-Class made right here at their plant in South Carolina, whatever it is at Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter, they're going to take great, great care of you. And how about this? A 2025 XC40 for only $435 a month on a 36-month lease. That's fantastic. The XC40 is a great SUV. It's smart, it's powerful, it's safe, and even though it is the smaller of the three SUVs, it's got a ton of room. I mean, I've driven all of them, the XC40, the XC60, the XC90. The XC90 is the one that we own. But the XC40 is great. Oh, man, it's got a ton of cargo space. It's a beautiful SUV, and what a great price. $435 a month on a 36-month lease, but only at Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter. Go see them today. And you can also get 3.9% financing on select new Volvos for 72 months. What? 3.99% in this day and age of high interest rates? That's crazy. That's a great, great opportunity. 3.99% on financing for new Volvos for 72 months. Go see them today. They're the region's most accessible Volvo dealer on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Show's flown by today. Holy cow. I guess that's what happens when Fela stops by for 40 minutes. We are going to replay that in the 6 o'clock hour for you because tonight's the launch of Jimmy's show here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. every night, Monday through Friday. And if you missed it, I was on his Fox News Saturday Night TV show this past Saturday night, and it was by far our best one yet. It really was. It was fantastic. So please see it if you have not seen it yet. I know it's posted on, I believe, our station's social media page, if I'm not mistaken, at 1210 WPHT. We'll upload it, hopefully, to the YouTube page. I believe that we're going to do that. And if not, find a way to watch it. But we'll make sure it's posted for you. But it was a great show. It was a lot of fun. Really a lot of fun to do. And I was just commenting along on the YouTube chat. I don't know why those jerks at YouTube won't verify me. It's the same thing with Meta. They won't verify me either, losers. But that is really me chatting along. So thank you very much for watching on YouTube as we build up this experience for you. And we're going to be making improvements and modifications going forward that I'm very, very excited about. No, but Saturday night on Fox News, Saturday night with Jimmy was a hell of a lot of fun. And Kat Kamick, Congresswoman Kat Kamick, she's great. She's really funny. And it's the guy who made that fake AI video of Jake Tapper talking about the goat's rectums exploding, Danny Polachek, Danny Jokes. He was on the panel, too. And when I met him in the green room, I said, dude, I love your stuff. Holy cow. I said, I played that on the show. So it was a good hang Saturday night. So please take a look at it. All right. We got a big 6 o'clock hour coming up for you. So do not go away. But I want to tell you about my friends at Garden State Earthworks, because this is the time you have to deal with any water problems you have on your backyard property. Do not wait. Winter's coming, and that means that water is going to freeze and thaw and cause you all kinds of problems and headaches. You don't want that. You want to deal with it now by going to GardenStateEarthworks.com. Call my buddy Lou Vargo, 856-848-4444, 856-848-4444. The work will be done guaranteed, and he will drain that water away for you. You will not have a water problem again. So what are you waiting for? Reach out to him now. He's very busy, but he'll make you a priority if you go to GardenStateEarthworks.com or call him right now and leave a message at 856-848-4444. Remember, water problems never get better on their own. They only get worse. So call the guy who helped me twice, the old home with the basement, the new home with the backyard, 856-848-4444, GardenStateEarthworks.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com